This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
Hi, we're in the studio today with Nafia El-Mutawalli, who is the Industry Research Chair for IdeaWorks. Nafia, welcome.
Thank you.
From a standing start, Mohawk has become a leader in applied research. And today we have three centers of excellence. We have electronic and mobile health solutions. We have advanced materials and additive manufacturing, and we have energy technologies. So, Nafia, maybe you could start by just giving us a sense of what are the key energy technology projects that we're currently working on here at Mohawk?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you and with our college and the students what we are trying to build in this fascinating and exciting area of research in the energy sector. We have three major areas where we are interested, and we are involved heavily with utilities as well as vendors and manufacturers. One of them is a protection and control. The grid has been updated and requires an upgrade over the past 10 years. Utilities and vendors are trying to improve that grid from the old technique and the old hardware soft, and turn it to a computer and network type of operation. The second area, what we call power quality. We have introduced, as you know, Ron, to this grid, so many types of loads and so many types of power sources. We look at electric vehicle, we look at solar panels, we look at wind energy. All these kind of new technologies being introduced to the grid, the type of power and the quality of power have changed. It's not any longer the conventional grid we are used to for the past 100 years. And the third area we are interested in, and that is a great interest globally, is energy management. We are trying to do as much as we can in the electrical center in how to be more efficient, how we can convert that energy and pass it from one area to another and use it and utilize it within that type of load in the most optimum and efficient way. So three areas we are interested in: protection and control, power quality, and energy management.
You know, Nafia, when I think about energy, I think, you know, probably the way most people think of it is it's something I take for granted. You know, I know there's lots of sources now. It's produced by wind and solar, biomass, and as well as water, gas. Used to be coal in Ontario. I think we're out of that business and nuclear. But I think about it in very traditional terms, and I guess what's changed and why you're involved and why Mohawk is involved is we're almost moving from an analog to a digital world in power generation and distribution as well. Is that right?
That's a good analogy. I mean, when you look at the conventional grid 100 years ago, we had what we call vertical system. So you have power generation that takes a place in the nuclear stations or in hydro stations. You have the load that is, for example, in an area like Toronto, and we have the grid to connect those generating sources to the load. Now, when you look at the modern grid or the grid of the future, you will see, for example, solar panels on top of your house or my house, or you will see wind turbines in some of the open areas and regions. These kind of sources, they start to appear anywhere and in any place, which means now the grid behaves as a load as well as a source in any spot within that, like, you know, distribution system or transmission system. And with that, you need a new type of control, you need a new type of protection, and that's where we need to move from the typical mechanical, electromechanical equipment, the way we record the data, the way we do the control, to the digital area where we need computer, where we need network, and where we need to monitor things remotely and optimize them from different sides at the same time.
Nafia, I know you've been recognized by a number of individuals, including the president of Mohawk College, for the work that you've done. And I think the first time at the president's breakfast, you were off in California making a presentation there and so on. But tell us, this seems to be fairly leading edge stuff that we're doing. What are the benefits to industry? And then maybe after that, what are the benefits to our students?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for that acknowledgement. I will take a rain check for another reward in the very near future. I'm working toward the next one because I would like to receive your reward by hand. So going back to the question about where the world is going, when I was in California, I was attending the what we call IEC, that's the International Electric Committee that governs and provides the standards for globally. And I am a member on the group responsible for the smart grid, for the modern grid. Countries like Japan, countries like Germany have removed their nuclear assets and shut down their nuclear stations. So what is the alternative? Looking at, for example, the challenges they have in limited resources in energy, what is the alternative? We are addressing these things and we are trying to capture them and come up with a solution not only for today, but for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years. I'm trying to bring these kind of concept back to Mohawk and trying to implement at Mohawk a leading edge in terms of research as well as in curriculum. And how we can be on, sitting in the front seat compared to other colleges and universities. Ron, when I look at Europe and I look at Japan and South Korea, they are way ahead of us. I mean, Canada generally. And we need to catch up with these people. We need to, make sure that we are part of that revolution moving forward in the energy sector. So I'm trying to do my part as much as I can to bring some of these concepts back here, work with the utilities, work with the local industry, work with the vendors, and implement in terms of lab, looking at a new curriculum, adding more courses, or maybe even a degree program that will help us to be leading edge in this country in terms of producing students as well as providing the country with research and the state-of-the-art products.
You're listening to In the Studio.
In the Studio.
With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm in the studio today with Nafia El-Mudawali, who is the Industry Research Chair for IdeaWorks. Nafi, you touched on research and the fact that a lot of this is about how do we take this whole energy sector from where we've been over the last 100 years or so into where we need to go in terms of not only different energy sources coming online, different distribution management, protection and control, all of that sort of thing. This obviously requires significant investment of money to do the research. Talk to us a little bit about where that money's coming from, what research grants we've been able to obtain here at Mohawk, and what difference that makes to us.
I thank you for this question. About 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when we started looking into establishing research at Mohawk, as you know, Ron, colleges, traditionally, they are not involved in research. Over the past few years, the government recognized that gap and started to encourage colleges to embark on research initiatives. So we started to look at what would be the most appropriate and interesting topic. And this is when we submitted a grant application to build a protection and control model for what we call distributed generation. So when we have all these kind of new sources, how we can coordinate among these sources and how we can establish a full scheme of protection and control. And we were granted that fund for $2.3 million starting 2011 till 2016. We were also successful in receiving matching funded from other sectors, utilities and companies to support us with that research. So the outcome of this research, we have been successful in building what I call a state-of-the-art lab facility here at Mohawk in the E-Wing. And I would encourage students to go there and have a look at it, where we are emulating the future substation, where we would be able to establish this kind of communication and control in real-world system. We are fortunate also with our partnership with McMaster University, and we have the link with them through the BTEC program. And on that note, we established the other node of our protection and control research at their lab. My next step is to establish another node within Horizon Utilities, because we would like to establish a full network of substation automation protection lab. What is the advantage? The advantage for the students, they will be introduced to state-of-the-art equipment, a real system setup. It's not simulation. It's really hands-on, where they will do the configuration, where they will touch equipment, where they will establish programs and test these programs and algorithms. The advantage to the utilities, you will provide them with turnkey products. These people will be ready to assume roles right away, and they don't need to go through some of the training. So it means it's a very attractive feature for you, for the utilities. The advantage for the vendors, they will be able to introduce their equipment, and these will be the ambassadors, or basically the people who will present these equipment. So everyone is a winner here. And obviously we are moving together and moving, like, you know, this sector, like, you know, few steps ahead compared to other, like, you know, institutes. Now, the other area where I would like to take our group is the area of energy management. And this is what we are trying to build through the new initiative we are working on and the grant application. Following to the NSERC grant in 2012, we submitted another grant to IRCC, the Industry Researcher, and we were rewarded this grant for $1 million for 5 years. That can be extended for another 10 or 15 years. Now, I'm not sure if I will be around till then and I will renew, but hopefully someone else, if not me, will carry on that torch. So the idea there also to establish link between the college and the industry and establish a new type of work as far as relation and as far as collaboration. I was in Germany about 17 years, and I was working with a postdoctor fellow from University of Munich, and we needed a piece of hardware. And it happened that hardware is available within Siemens, like, you know, shop or like storage. So he said, yeah, we will just go across the street and grab that piece of hardware and come back. I would like to see this kind of relation between Mohawk and these kind of industry and vendors.
Afia, thank you for that. And we're almost out of time, but I have to ask this question. So one of the things I've been talking a lot about is how do we take Mohawk from good to great? And how do we ensure that there are some areas here where we are absolutely world-class? We're leading everybody else in terms of how we teach the reputation that we built for ourselves and so on. It strikes me this may be one of those areas. If we were to get to great in energy management and protection and control and power quality and so on, what would that look like?
I can summarize it in one word. The Institute of Energy. And that is, quite frankly, I mentioned it quite a few times. That would be my dream, is to build the Institute of Energy here at Mohawk, and we will be able to lead the whole country and we will be the leading edge, whether in research or delivering these kind of technologies and train our students.
So something to think about as we go forward, potential for the Institute of Energy. Thank you very much. With me today has been Nafia El-Mutawali, who's the Industry Research Chair from IdeaWorks. Nafia, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure. Thank you for this opportunity.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.